left off yesterday with the intriguing question. The simple read of the The machlokas, many shittas in halacha. How do we count the shiva nekiyim? According to Rabbi Akiva, you have to count every single day. If you don't count the day, it doesn't count. In Yeshua, says if you miss the day, so whatever came before, Yeshua said that you count day one and seven count, and the intervening days, although they're not so said, they just don't count. Rabbi Akiva says, no, they're even so said. Only one doesn't count, you only have seven. That's sort of background information. But Rabbi Lezer, we pass the lines, says one and seven suffices. So within the sheet of Rabbi Lezer, one and seven suffices. There are a couple of sub sheetas. Machlokas Rabbi and Rabbi Chanina, it's enough to have one. You require one and seven, that's Rabbi Chanina. And then within Rabbi Chanina, the question is it didn't arise or didn't the Rabbanan? That we saw in the Tosfos Rosh. Okay, so again, one and seven, within Rabbi Lezer, one and seven the Araisa, one and seven the Rabbanan. Within Rav holds one or seven, but it also comes in stages. Either one or seven, or one, maybe not seven. Again, those two possibilities exist in the Gemara on Daf Samach of Testament Aleph. We discussed it yesterday. Never got to that. Okay, so I've been a little bit, spent a lot of time in the airport yesterday, so I'm not exactly sure where we're holding. Okay, we'll see it. But if I said something which I didn't say before, fine. We'll repeat it over here. Take a look over here in the Tosfos Rosh. The key line, again, without going through the whole sugyas of Torah, but just the key line is parallel to the very end of the Gemara, which is, you know, the Tamni. Look over there. The Kevin Lobina Tzruna Fonenu, B'chole Yomim, Im Kain, Chumar B'yalmahi, the boy Sofon Utchilosa, V'lav Bida Araisa. There you go. So Rosh suggests that although you do require day one and day seven, but that requirement, even if it exists according to Rabbi Chanina, is only by the Rabbanan. And there are those who disagree. They say maybe it's a din d'oraisa. There were those who claim that Paran Beit Yosef holds that way. Because Rabbi Yosef was said, Ve'ein lahokel, you have to have at least one and seven. So if you look in the Lashon of the Beis Yosef, the reason he gives for it is, you know, Shash Kores. If the Tosfos Rosh is correct, that you need one and seven as in Gantz and the Rabbanan, wait till one Chashash Kores. That's the right that some bring. I think Rabbi Vadya brings that raya. And Rabbi Yosef Karo disagrees with this whole Sirosh. I don't think it's a great riot. Anyway, there's no Karos. Most women today need it in that Zavos. The whole thing is only a Chumah B'Yalm. It means that in neither is it of Karos. It's open clearly. That's why in the Hakka, this particular case has Karos. So I don't think it was a riot Barua from the Beis Yosef that disagrees with the whole Sirosh. But on the other hand, there are those who disagree. Well, they have a name or no name. Okay. Fine. So the bottom line is that Rov Rishonim hold that one is enough, seven is enough, like Rav, like the most lenient version of Rav. Fine. The Poskim assume that if that's the case, we don't require Sfurim Lefaneinu, because you can be the Hefsek Tara, and nothing else till day seven. Okay. It's a minority view that maintains that you require one and seven, like Rabbi Chanina. We just mentioned that before, and the Machabes is Ein LaHakel, and therefore we have to worry about that Shita as well. That's the background. Having said all this, all right, we got the background, just a quick review. Now the following shaila. A woman did Hefsek Tara, and she did nothing at all until day eight. Let's chazer again. If she did day one and day eight, so according to, the Gemara talks about that, one and day eight, according to Rav, it's good, according to Bechanina, it's no good. That's a W to do it, fine. But let's take the role of Yishonim, a whole like Rav. That if you did day one, Hefsek Tara on day one, that suffices. Hefsek Tara on day seven, that suffices. Hefsek Tara on day eight, Ma'adin. So the Rosh said it's no good, you're gonna start all over again. Day eight turns into day one. Tiferes the Moshe, why? doesn't make any sense. If day seven, Rabbi Yisrael, if day seven can work without day one, so let day eight become day seven, and day two become day one, and just work backwards. What's the problem? So the Sivritara, the Narichas, which goes, says fundamentally that the Chasaran is a lack of Sfurim. You don't need Sfurim Lefaneinu with the full blown sense of the word, but you need some measure of Sfurim, and if you're not close to the Hefsek Tara, then it's a lack of the Sfurim. That's what the Sivritara, we mentioned a little bit yesterday. Fine. I prefer the sheet that the Sivritara rejected, which is, no, Hashem don't require Sfur La'alacha, especially if day 7 is good without day 1. Rather, the Chasaran is that there's no smichus of the Hafsik Tara to the Shiva Niki. The problem is, according to almost all posts, there's no need for smichus. The Hafsik Tara now and Shiva Niki later. So we don't find that it expires, no expiration date printed on the back on the Hefsek Tara. Expiration date, you know? Doesn't print, not printed. So what's it all about? So I started discussing with you yesterday, based a little bit on Chazanish, that perhaps the Pshat is there has to be a connection between the Hefsek Tara and Shiva Nekim. But I believe the most felicitous and accurate formulation of this connection is found in the Sefer Tzemach Tzedek, the Lubavitch Rebbe. Third Rebbe of Lubavitch has a Shut Tzemach Tzedek. We do some highlights, and it's a very brilliant, not only in its conceptually, but even textually, it's brilliant. Take a look at the Gemara over here. As we do some highlights, it's a whole Siman Kuf Nun Hey, pages and pages. I'm going to focus on what's over here in Oz Vav and Oz Zayin. That's what we're focusing on. I'll look it up later. The Gemara has as follows. Omar Rav, we learned it yesterday, right? The 12th line. Nida Shefrisha Tesavanav. Nida Shefrisha Betara Beshlishi Shola Sofrosa Leminyan Shiva Nekim. Frankly, Nida Sfir Lamala. There's no Sfir before Abzair. It's Rav. Aleima Zava Shefrisha Betara Beshlishi Shola Sofrosa Leminyan Shiva Nekim. Amale Rav Sheshes Rav Yirmiya Rabba. Rav Kikusoy Amalishmaite. Yami Yomshe Posekas Pos Sofrosa Leminyan Zai. Why says no? Kika Amarav Levar Mishlish. Bar Mishlish Pshita. Lo Tzricha. Kond Lo Boka Ad Shvi. Vashmin and Hosan Tchilosan Af Vishayin Sofa. Vachamash Milan Sofa Af Vishayin Tchilosan. Ma'ad Atema, etc. 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 Frek the Helig Atzemach Tzedek. Where do we know the din that a Zavah requires to have Sektar in the first place? Some came and called the Rami, you don't even need it at all. The only place where Sektar is found in Shas is in the Mishnah back on Daf Samaches, which you learned, talking about Anida. Anida only has to do Sektar, that's all she needs. Okay. She has to determine that the blood stopped. But maybe a Zava requires Shiva Nekiim, maybe she doesn't need any Sektar. Maybe day one will be day one plus Sektar. Right? And day seven, it's enough. That's exactly what the Kusim presumably held. So Rav over here decided to tell us a chiddush, the Kusim are wrong. Because if before Rav, you don't really know it. But the truth is, even after Rav, you don't know it so definitively. Because the Rav perhaps didn't hold from it. All Rav is saying, if one wants to minimalize Rav, if the Rav is telling us that you need day 1 and day 7, and the day you see blood on does not count as day 1. What happens? She sees blood Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. Today's Thursday, so she sees blood, doesn't do Hefsek Tara, and she counts 7 clean days from Friday till the next Thursday. Not even so mefurish in the Gemara that it's no good. Kol HaPoskim say it's no good, but it's not completely mefurish. The Mashor says it's based on the Mishnah says it's no good, but the Tzemach said that's not true. The Mishnah talked about a Nida who didn't do a Shiva Nekim. If it's a Shiva Nekim, you don't even have to Tara at all. So the Lashon of Rav, again, Zava Shefrisha Betara Vishlishin Shalah Sofroso Leminin Shiva Nekim. And the Pashim Pshat over here doesn't really mean that. It can't mean that. It means Levar Mishlishin. So Rav is telling you that if a woman has 3 days, Rav is telling you it's fakir against the kusim. The day when she stopped bleeding, the last day she bled, is not counted towards the shiva nikim. You didn't have sakanat, so the gemara is not a fairish you need, but the post can assume that you do need. But assuming that you do need, why did Rav choose to teach this Kiddush Din that the Zava requires a Hefsek Tara in this funny place? The funny place is Lo Bodkat Shvi Shala. Within Rav, that Rav says Risha Nafapi Shein Shvi. So, is that right? So within that Shita of Rav, so then Rav himself was, I mean, Rav is Rav, it's the same author. The Rav is going to tell us within that Shita of mine that Rabbi Chanina disagrees with and Tanoim disagree with, that it's enough to have day one, and I will tell you it's enough to have day seven as well without day one. But you should know one thing. You should know one thing, and a very important thing. What's the very important thing you have to know? That the day of the Hefsek Tara does not count towards the Shiva Nikim. Why did he say it here? He should have said it in general. The missing din, that a Zava requires Shiva Nikim, should have been supplied somewhere else. Why is it supplied only over here? And number two, even a bigger brilliance in the Diyuk Lashna Gemara. What do you mean? Sofroso the minyan Shiva Nikim. So the Gemara is, at first it's like the Kusim. No. Gemara says Levar Mishlishi. So it's Levar Mishlishi. What did Rav say? Yifrisha B'tala B'nei Shlishi Shalom Sofroso the minyan Shiva Nikim. She doesn't count that day at all. That day is doesn't count for anything. What do you mean she counts it? What do you mean it's starting tomorrow? So what are you saying? Can she count it? The words don't fit in. It's a brilliant answer, which answers all the kashas, everything in one shot. It's sheer brilliance. Says the Tzemach Tzedek to answer all of these questions. Really, Rabbi Osai? If you have a Hefsek Tara and you count at least day 1 and 7, there's no expiration date. It'll be years later. If you have a Hefsek Tara and count day 1, that's sufficient to call it the Rav. If you have a Hefsek Tara and day 7, it's not the pshat that the Hefsek Tara and day 7 alone suffice. That's not the pshat. The pshat is that if you do a Hefsek Tara on a particular day, that day can substitute for that bedika that you do on the day of Hefsek Tara, can substitute for the bedika which you should be doing on the next day. So therefore, if the woman has a Hefsek Tara on Thursday, and Friday was the first day of Shiva Nikim, she forgot to count on Friday, and she remembers to count next Thursday, so Rav said it's good, Lemaisa. You know why it's good? It's good because although she didn't do a physical count of Bedika on Friday, but the Hefsek Tara she did today on Thursday is so froso leminyan shiva nikim that the Hefsek Tara on Thursday is in effect counting for day one on Friday. That's exactly the Meduk Ma'o, the Lashon of the Gemara. Again, so froso leminyan shiva nikim. And therefore, this is exactly what we said in Shir yesterday, without any bait. We said it yesterday, stam on a lark, kacha. Maybe that's a pshat in these Rishonim. But now you have it much, much, much better established. Typically, since you have Shvi, Apapisha, and Rishon, there's no reason why it couldn't be at any other time. But the answer is, if you look at the context of where it's said, it doesn't say that when Rav said, he, Kilot, Apapisha, and Sofa, the Kamash Malon, that sofa and afapi shein tchilasin works. How did Rav phrase it in a funny way? Frisha b'tara sofros leminyan shiva. Strange on so many grounds. Why is he telling you the chiddush over here? And why is he using sofros, which is not even true? That day doesn't count as day zero. The answer is this is the chiddush of Rav. That I said that one day of the 7 to clean days is enough. That's if it's day one. But it's going to be day 7. Doesn't work, stamazai. 7 is just stack 7. The Hefsek Tara joins with day 7. So the Hefsek Tara, even though you didn't do a physical bedikah on day 1, it counts as day 1 together with 7. The Mela, that only works for the very next day. Hefsek Tara on day 0 will be is self raso, means starting tomorrow, toward the Shiva Nikiyim. But if I wait just one extra day, so what does that mean? I didn't do a bedikah not on day one or two or three or four or five or six or seven. Oh, no problem. I'll do on day eight. Let day eight be day seven. And since day seven is enough, so you don't have to go backwards anymore. Not true. In Lumbus, day seven is not enough. In Lumbus, day seven works in conjunction with what? In conjunction with day one. I didn't do anything on day one? Yeah, but what you did before, the day before that, counts towards day one.
So
when Rav said day one is enough, he means day one is enough. That part stays. But when Rav said day seven is enough, that's being redefined. Day seven is enough means joined together with Efsek Tara, and Efsek Tara works not stam in the veld, but it's considered as if she did a bedikah the next day. Hence the lashon so for us so the min and shiva
dekiyim. What's the lashon? What's the lashon that day one would be enough?
It's wrong. Day one is fine.
And why seven on its own without the series of Nafs and Tara?
Because day seven is too late. Day one, in other words, if you're not going to, put it this way, Rabbi Hanina says you need day one and day seven. Hefsek Tara, one and seven. Comes Rav and says, you know what? I don't agree with you. You can have Hefsek Tara and day one. Right? Or, I have Hefsek Tara on day seven, but the way that works, because as if you have a day one, to Hefsek Tara.
So what's that one with Imra? I don't understand that Tata Sass with Imra.
Why is it a Tata Sass?
It's not Tata Sass, it's one. Obviously, counting one day alone is not sufficient, right?
No, one day could suffice.
So
of course, one day could.
When you have Sarian,
too far removed. Too far removed. The Gemara Dhabi mean it. Look at the Gemara Dhabi. Mao, the tame of the first wide line. Why? What's the Kamash Malon? So until now we thought, day seven is a lot. Day one, as Uri said, if day one works, day seven works. Don't ask me any more questions. But the way we're saying it now is a much deeper idea. Day one works, fine. Day seven can only work in some of a conjunction with a phantom day one, which is, you know, she didn't do a physical pedika, it's so frustrating, living in Shiva, based upon Efsek Tara the previous day, but not 2 days before. I think it's brilliant in the expression. It answers all the questions. I think it's Emes Lamita.
So according to this, do you need a pedika on day one?
What?
So according to this, do you not need a pedika on day one because you don't want Efsek Tara?
That's exactly what Rav said. Shvi Apapisha and Rishon. As long as the first day of those 7 days is the day right after the Efsek Tara. That's what I told you right yesterday on my own, without knowing all this brilliant. I just said it. But he makes it much better.
Then we think without day one or day seven, that's a Tara should count for day one.
Right. That's another thing. If a woman waits until day eight, right? She did Efsek Tara. She doesn't do anything on one, two, three, four, five, six, seven. Nothing. So what does she do? She goes on and says what she does. It's a candelabra again. Day eight is day one, 8 through 14. If you'll say push up shot, the way I suggest yesterday, and the Hefsek Tara expires, so you're stuck. What do you mean? Where's Hefsek Tara? She has to wait until 15. It doesn't expire. It just it expires. It's the Hefsek Tara works on two levels. One, it works when it's going to be a proper Shiva Nikiyim with at least day one and seven. And number two, and that never expires. And number two, Hefsek Tara has an additional amazing power, which the Gemara applies over here, that it can substitute for a bedikas yom rishon. But that can only work if it's the very next day. That it expires. So if you do Hefsek Tara, wait a whole week, then do 8 and 14, you're okay. Because that's the fundamental Hefsek Tara, that never expires. It's the extra power of the Hefsek Tara to count as bedikas yom rishon, because even Rav fundamentally requires, and conceptually I should say requires, or kind of a rishon of shvi, even though a rishon, I mean at least a rishon, he doesn't need, that's what you're asking, he doesn't need rishon ushvi, at least he needs some kind of a rishon to get it started. So it's conceptual, so it's physical on day seven, a conceptual on day one, that suffices. But that's only if day one is the day immediately following the Hefsek Tara. I think it's a very brilliant idea. Look it up if you can. Seven tzedek, simel kuf nun hey, os vav and zay. Someone had a question. Yes.
Day 2 through 6 follow the light day 1 and then it's like the
way we're suggesting now, if a woman did a hefsek tara and didn't do a bedikah on day one, she'll have to do on day seven. Absolutely. What?
Would that
need a power? Are you asking the question according to Rav, according to Rabbi Hanina? Rav. So Rav requires one. Should do day one or should not do day one? Okay, interesting, Shaila. What will happen, Shaila? A woman will do day five only. In my view, that will be dependent on Machlokas and Balamor with everybody else. Balamor will say no good. Everyone else will say it's going to be good. If she does day seven, even though it's so far removed, still it works in conjunction with Hefsek Tara, and it's conceptual phantom day one and seven. So one and five should serve the world. Okay, unless you all like the Balamor.
Like day one.
Right. The Balamor may disagree.
And then doing it day one, it's not connected to Hefsek Tara. So it's what we still need though is Hefsek Tara for other reasons.
Well, you have to have Hefsek Tara before you start counting. If you did a Hefsek Tara on Sunday, which is a Bedikas Yom Rishon on Thursday, that happens a lot of the nights. That can happen. Especially Ashkenazi women. Ashkenazi women, they see you have one day blood and they tell, oh, I don't have to do Hefsek Tara. I can't count until I see on Sunday, I can't count until Friday. Oy vey. So the Rav told her, don't do it on Sunday, you have too many issues with Yom Rishon, with both. Alright, wait till Monday. So the Hefsek Tara on Monday. But she knows full well she can't count Shem and the Kim till Friday. No problem. There's no expiration there. But she makes sure she don't miss Friday. Yes?
What's the logic to differentiate between Kilos and Akhubit and Sohan and Sohan and Akhubit and Kilos and say that?
Well, the Gemara is differentiated. The Gemara
no,
is.
It has
happened before. Not happened, meaning. It's not happened. It's a reality. Ma'adatayma to the Akhubit and Sohan, who would Armina and Dukminu Bechaskai. Abu Sohan, Akhubit and Kilos and Low. What's the Kamash Malon? Your Svar is correct. But I have a count of Svara. What's the count of Svara? Sofroso. If I did Hefsek Tara today, day one counts automatically tomorrow, but no later.
No, but if day one counts, and I already know
if you lost, no, it counts. You didn't do a physical bedikah.
So it only
counts the Gabe. Counts the Gabe, that it holds, it tethers day seven, and holds it in. But if you go to day eight, it's too late.
Is there any Svara for that?
I thought it was very nice. Words? I thought it was a very nice svar. You don't like it? Okay. You hold it to first emotion. I have no problem. But the quantity. Now it's interesting. We saw this chumrah in the Shulchan Aruch, and we also saw it in the Rosh. Again, I'm putting out a little bookmark here, but I don't have the time to read every word inside. It's a few of the words just to get a little headlines. The kasha im kein lamele lema sofroso kaima the binyan azayin. Who chutz me on a hefsek? Says near to ainim in a minion. So what's v'zam in a minion? So what are you using the word so for us? So the lashon is not meduyok. It really is not meduyok. So he says the vard is no. Not in a minion. B'dika shahaya b'mo elas la'azik b'tar tchilas nizayin akim ki'ilu b'kos atzim b'yom ha'rishonim. That's what Rav said. And if you have to have zayin akim smuchim mamash lefsek tara, then and only then does the tara count. That's sofroso. It's not one of the days. It means for the next day to work. B'dika shabo on the roim ki'ilu oisav yom ha'machras shiur mishim min ha'zayin ha'kiyim. You don't need a b'dika mamish. That's what he says. And quotes around Ramban's lashon. And then he says, that's an os vav. Then he says, and O Zion, look what he says. Ubahokiyos Yishapa Dashmin and Rab Inyan Bedikas Ahefsek Tara Rak Abedin Sof and Afishen Tchilos Lo Shmiyana Bekazos and Asnisin the Bodku Asatza Biyom Rishon Biyom Zion Lo Batzrich Agankal Afsek Tara. How come? It doesn't say anywhere. This guy who made a mistake for 20 years is Muslim. He learned Mishnayos. And the Mishnah is no source of Hefsek Tara for the Shiva Nakim. So what do you want from the poor guy? The Mishnah don't say anything. V'yev shalom adein tzorach tal Hefsek Tara. You don't need it. Whoa. You really don't need it. You don't need it. So the Marashah Taka says that you only, you know from the Mishnah, Samaches, that's no, no, that's all talking about a Nida. He doesn't require Shiva Nikim in Efsik. Have a look at Shatricha Bedikim Zayin Nikim. Yeshlova Shain Tzricha Bedikim Efsik Tar at all. In Bodka Bezayin Nikim, Chlas and Vesofa. The Sag Efsik Tar Bemashigisha Shapasak Adam. And something the rabbi holds that way. Ach kol ha-poskim pe'echot hold the tzricha of satar ach bodega shemenikim kol yom. So why doesn't say anywhere in the normal place? Why is it over here? At a vale ha-tam ishim da-hocha b'dika zu mahani. Not just that you need it. More than that. La-hafzik b'tar kol ha-zayin ha-kiyim mamish v'ola b'imkom b'dika d'yomishin mi-ha-zayin ha-kiyim. That has to be smucha mamish. But if you checked every single day, you checked on day 1 and day 7, then Efsik Tara is only the Hafsik Alayla Yishon Yom Rishon, and doesn't have to be right away, it can happen later on. As the Sidra Tana Fares and Moshe say, in that kind of a case, yes, that, yes. This is, I thought it's quite impressive, given the difficulty we're dealing with. I thought it's the best solution that I can think of to this whole thing. I'm giving you my opinion. Please feel free to, not mine, give you his opinion. If you don't want to, you don't like it. Fine. Better she hold up the first emotion, deny the whole thing. Well, follow the other terutzim. Kaznish says along those lines, but I think he said it better. Yeah.
Why do we not like the Sidrin Tara's reason of screwing? Why do we think that we don't even screw in the halakha?
Oh, I was just thinking that as I was saying, that the Sidrin Tara himself said that if you hold that Shvi Yamafishi or Rishon, you don't need Sur. Since Machab and Pasni, you need Rishon and Shvi Ben Lahaka. So you need Svurim. Not Svurim the Fanenu, but Svurim. Yeah, that's a funny expression. Not Svurim Gluyim, but some in-between kind of a Svurim. If you go with this Lumpus and the Semach Tzedek, then you can say that even if you hold that you need that what? That Sof and Alfish Chalasim, you might still need Svurim, because you have a conceptual sphere of Svurim. That may change the calculus a little bit as far as the Svurim Tara's Lumpus is concerned. Maybe. Okay? Maybe. Any more questions, please? That means everyone's totally lost, or everyone understands what I'm saying. Yeah?
You don't necessarily have to say that it's for because for this, presumably, if you did Hefsek Tara on day 5, that would also work. That's how it's set up, right?
Hefsek Tara on day 5 of what?
Yeah, Hefsek Tara
and day 5. Kavachomer from day 7. How's this question?
Right, but then you don't need Sforim. If that works, then obviously you don't need Sforim. You don't have one set
up. I don't know about that. Could be no. Could be you also need Sforim. If you didn't do day 1, then you'll have to have the Efsik Tara count for this phantom B'dikas Yom Rishon. You didn't do it physically, it has to count.
Yeah.
7 is as far as you can go. You can't go to 8. Yes, sir?
Why do we have like a Efsik Tara at the beginning, which sort of helps out the first day? Why don't we have something like that at the end? And like sort of not...
Efsik Tara at the end? Okay, that was a contradiction of terms.
Why don't we like, have like 8th day count, like versus 7? Like, why do we need the Efsik Tara physically?
Well, Hefsek Tara, we know why we need it to show that Mayana Sasum. But the only question is, well, why can you kill two birds with one stone? That's what the Kusum said. Hey, come on, Kusum are very economical. Let's kill two birds with one stone. We'll have one Bedika. The Bedika will take place when, Rabbi Osai, when? On the first day of Shiva Nakim, it'll be Hefsek Tara as well. We count it both. That's very economical. Kusum. We know all that way. Yes?
We said you hold only your that's not called Svurim, and the reason why according to Machaber, the Hefsek Tara, the 8 is no good because he holds really 1 and 7. Is that what he said?
That's what he said.
But when the Machaber says that Hefsek Tara, the 8 is no good, that's the first day.
That's why it's a Shver of Arv. Because they would take the Rush. The Rush passed any day counts of Shiva the King, including day 7. And he still says this smile, right? That's what the Tempat Tzedek is the best shot.
Is there a thought to say that even if you hold that Shvi is sufficient, you still need Svurim, and Shvi makes it to Svurim, but Shvi is not Svurim?
Possibly. But we don't really understand why that's Svurim comes, so why should it be? Unless you hold like him, I don't have a really good Svurim. I started saying, I brought in a certain sefer here, the Hilchos Nida L'Rabban HaSholem. Two fellows in Williamsburg put out the Hilchos Nida with annotated editions. Very good. Did a very good job. They quote the Sefer Eshkol. He is the original originator of this whole svara. He writes up as follows. The Rosh said it. Against the Tiferes Moshe, that the 8 is no good. Why not? Why can 8 become 7? So the Rosh just said it. The Mechaber quoted it. The Torah said it. Goes back to the Ramban. Ramban is Perek Beis Alok Adalim. Yosh v'lo kol shiva v'lo bodka v'mashmini bodka afal pishak v'ar yapsika tara kodem shetisvar ein lo elo yom echon u'mishalem es alav shisha v'tov elas. So what's he, why is he quoting yapsik tara over here for? What's the connection? If I should yapsik tara, he can't begin. It's a chariah to what the Tzadik is saying. Even though you have the yapsik tara.
He's talking about
these,
you have the
Okay, but he read. You're right, but still, who is the source, the first source? The first source is not the Ramban. Sefer Eshkol. The Ravid's father learned, so it was way, way back. I didn't see it. Probably the Ravid said it too, probably close to Shver. I don't know. That's what he quoted verbatim. Look at it, I'll read it to you. The kevan shlo botko klal b'shiva yomim harishonim lo sefer osam v'lo chashav osam klal b'mei sviras nekiyim v'atora amra v'sarfu lo shivas yomim avil I hischila libdok b'yom rishon osima b'bedika b'yom shvi goli data d'boi l'mimni g'avikol shiva kisvuri. He says a different word. This is what we discussed yesterday. Like a long line. The chen kasev should be tzedaka. The proof of this din that you require in her head shiva nekiyim. In her head, even though you have to do a physical bedika, right? If that's the case, we understand it very well. You have to have in mind this is the 7 days. So this woman who checked did an efsek tara and didn't check till day 8. So what does she have in mind from the beginning? I hid me mukhan and mezumin. Lekayim mitzvah shivin akim from day 2 to day 8. And I'll do a bedik on day 8 only. It should work according to this. Right? I mean, so it sounds like it's a chiddush. I mean, with the, huh? So it's like a tefaras of Moshe halfway.
Mentioned maybe the fact that she doesn't do a mason in the gala.
Why? She'll say it, she'll put it on the internet, she'll say beferish. Oh, so nice. She'll do it anonymously. I, Plonis, Mas Ploni, I'm being most of a daughter, I'm counting day 2 through 8 for my Shiva Nakim. All the Rabbanon in the world, please pass it for me. What's my day? It'll be interesting what goes on over there. Halachic internet, all people say about it. So if you hold like the Tzemet Tzedek, all the Babish will get on the internet and say, no! The Rebbe said, no! You'll get on and say yes, because they'll just stay fresh. I don't know. Sounds like it would be an interesting dispute. Two and eight is fine. If you did a bedikah on 2 and 8, no problem. She didn't do a bedikah until 8, that's the problem.
Oh, no, was you said 2 and 8 would not be a
if you didn't do anything on 2.
Oh, no.
In your head, you're counting 2 through 8. Of course, 2 and 8 works. Everybody says, interesting shayla over here. Okay, enough. We can spend more time on it, but I. Yeah? Of course, 2 and 8 is enough. Why not? What? 2 and 8 becomes 1 and 7. There's no expiration, that's the tara. She's thinking through 2 and 8. She doesn't do anything until 8. That's the shayla. So the Hid would say it's no good. Right? And he. I don't know. It sounds like he's saying it would be good. Yeah? That's certainly good.
Why?
Certainly good. Because she counted 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7.
She doesn't do another
key, 8. I understand that. In her head, she was counting 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 in her head. Right. She forgot to do day 7. She goes to the Rav, what should I do? We'll tell her, well, just do it, do day 8.
Right, I know that's how I'm asking, but like, why
what's wrong?
Be spirit? Because she thought it should be the first 7 days. She didn't think it would be 2. She thought day 2 was day.
2. It's going to turn out. It's going to turn out to be day 1.
Yeah.
So what's wrong? Does the woman have to know? It's like Sfiras Omer. I have to know exactly which day it is. The Pasha, you don't have to know which day it is. The woman say, We'll stop between which day of Shiva the Kiyum is it? What day of Sfiras Hour is it? People don't make mistakes, and the Chazan makes a mistake. Oh, it's a mistake in the Sfiras. I've been through that. When I go under the floor, you know. So here's a person, she doesn't know what day she's holding by. I can't figure it out. Is it day three, day four? That's okay. Now, even the Mills talk about that, it's okay, presumably. I don't think, of course, you have every moment you have to know what day it is. I don't think, and if you went through the whole 24 hours and you didn't think for a second which day it is, you know it's somewhere in there. Yeah, it would also be good, I think, for him. I think so. Yeah?
A lot of my story is saying, like, the town said it. Either a Hefsa can only do Bdika on 7 so that I can come to the town on 7.
No, he didn't say it. He didn't mean that. No, Stavon didn't mean that. He said that's the lumpness of the Rishonim who say day 7 alone is enough. But the Mechaba passes Ein Lahakel, that you need day 1 and day 7 for Paul Mamish. So all this is just discussing and learning. Not that practical. Okay, I hope I was clear. Okay, Rabosai, I think it's a very interesting discussion. Much more can be said, but time does not allow us to go into it any more deeply than this. Okay. Fine. Rabbi Sah, the Sidrei Tara, in that same piece, in discussing the Me'il Tzedaka back and forth, has a couple of other interesting things. He says as follows. He claims, again, the Sidrei Tara Yud Ches, if you look it up, again, I don't have time to read every word, that the idea of counting day 1 and day 7 as a Din L'Chatchila, which all Rishonim agree to, except for the who? Well, who? The Balamor, we mentioned it yesterday. Balamor says, don't give me this bit, I read it yesterday. Don't hack with the Chatchilas, yeah, but it's all the same thing. So Kol HaPoskim are against the Balamor to the point that someone said it's a sheet of the Chuya, and then don't even try. And I'm very upset that some people are taught when they get married, just do what they want in 7. The whole community of Balamor is floating around. No good on two levels. No, it's no good because it's no good. You can't rely on the Balamor to sheet the Yechidah and Mamash. And number two, then they forget they said. And they ask, Rabbi, a whole week more? What are you going to cause me a divorce? I said, I didn't cause you anything. Why are you doing B'dik HaShem every day Shiva the Kiyum? Well, my Kala teacher told me. So go to your Kala teacher and complain there. It's always my fault. Anyway. So the I'm sorry. What's that?
We won't allow
that. I'm following your man. I'm following your rabbi. Your rabbi Yosef Karo. It's his school. He said, "Ain't the Hakel."
He's what?
I'm gonna go against Rabbi Yosef Karo. He said, "Ain't the Hakel." I'll put it to you this way. There are Poskim who have passed against Rabbi Yosef Karo in extreme situations. How one defines an extreme situation is a matter of judgment. If she has a makkah, for example, there's no way to get through. Impossible. She's lucky she got through after Tav Yomishin. They'll say, I'll show it to you in print, black and white. Chayon already says. That's it. Stop right there. Stop right there because. It's a book of, very big shasatcha. I would imagine that if a shalom baya situation is so tenuous that it rises to the level of such an extreme shasatcha, she's going to come back close, she's going to take out his gun, the kuach nefesh. I don't know what he's going to do. What do you cost me all extra week because you forgot on day 7? I don't know what he's going to do. A little beat her up. So maybe Rav can then say, okay, Rav Yosef Karo would agree that she shouldn't be beat up.
He could touch her to beat her up.
He'll beat up with a little pistol whipper. He won't touch her. I'll do that. I'll take his whiz and his belt out. I don't know. Deal with Mishagoyim. But the world is filled with many kinds of partial Mishagoyim, complete Mishagoyim. The world is a tough world we live in. I've been put on this spot myself. I forgot the Yom Shvi. Now, what do? So I say, you want to wait another week? I can't. I mean, you can't. Why can't you? My husband will fill in the blank. The I have to know what you have to know what you're dealing with. Or the husband says, my wife will go off the deep end. She'll go crazy for the next week. Yeah. We're not psychiatrists, but we do have some flexibility. Even though Mechav said, Ein lahakel in the normal circumstances. It's not normal circumstances. This is a wild case. But you know, you don't want to be put into the situation. Okay, well, they'll become routine. You have to be, it's a difficult balance. And, yeah.
There's some strange posts in one that reads the Stam the Yish, and they pass make the Stam, and then they read it like everyone suggested yesterday.
They love it all on the second part.
I
think I'm about to quote that. But I think,
it
really is not a simple shot. It really isn't. I mean, I don't know, all my, if you can read Beis Yosef, I mean, you have to look at Beis Yosef too. It's really hard to, because I think if you read Beis Yosef, it's impossible to say that shot. Yeah.
Right.
No. Let it do day 8. That's all. So two becomes 1, and 8 becomes 7. No problem.
In certain cases, she did really pass in keep another 7.
Only she did day 1 and nothing else. I'm just following the Shulchan Aruch. Don't blame it on me. I'm just following Rabbi Yosef Karan Shulchan Aruch. According to the way everybody in the world reads, except for some Sephardi that even Rabbi Avadya rejects. but he rejects it correctly. If you read the Beis Yosef, it can't read it that way. Yes.
Before has often quoted like the Gemara about like a guy who says like if he doesn't have to deal with this girl, like he's gonna like die or whatever.
That's the Gemara Sanhedrin. He's gonna go. He's gonna pekuah the Yarg
Vayava. Right. And then one of the opinions that is she's a penuyah. Even if it's like
right.
So like
right.
That could be a rule of matter in a case where the woman says she'll go crazy.
The Gemara and Sanhedrin is being mad at something which is also.
No,
here, according to the Ruba, the post game, it's really mutter. It's not fish and self. I don't even know why Yosef Kai got so enamored of this Ruba. It's a weird post game.
I think the Ruba once said that some people post-pulled that was a penury also, which is not married.
Yeah, but that's also us. But I don't get into that Gemara. It's a whole different topic. In any event, Rabbi Yosef, I'm just looking through briefly here this lengthy Sidrei Tara. The suggestion is a remarkable suggestion that this requirement to check every day of the Shiva Nekiyim may be a lechatchila de oraisa. Lechatchila is supposed to check, do a bedika each and every one of the 7 days. Each and every one. Incredible din. Ayde bedika shetivdek atzmar toch shemei sfirasa. Okay. Second. Too long to read everything. I just can't. But the Pasha Pshat is that you require a B'dika L'chatchila D'oraisa each and every day of the Shiva Nekiyim against the Razah that I mentioned to you before, the last paragraph. Botla Daito Neged Kolhani Ravos. Woo! But. That's it. Forget about it. Okay? That's what he says. Forget about it. But he also implies, again, somewhere in the middle of this long piece, that lechatchila is a lechatchila de not just the rabbanon. He also implies over here something remarkable, that the reason why we need not do a bedika each and every day of the Shiva Nekiyim is because it's what we call here, forget this expression, royal bedika. If it's royal bedika, even though she didn't do the actual bedika, it's ein ma'akev. Sounds like something familiar, right? But if she has a makah, and because of the makah which she has, she is what we call ein ru'uya lebedika, which is not going to come out clean because she has this makah, then perhaps it wouldn't work. Kiddush Nifla, where it was wild. No. So I want to explain to you what he's driving at, I believe, again, without reading every line of the Sefer Torah, I believe he holds that there's a mitzvah spedika. The Shiva Nikiyah is not merely a matir, but it's also a mitzvah. Because where do you find distinctions between the Chatchilas and the Bidiyevets on the level of the Raisa? Only by mitzvahs. It happens to be a Tosir Mesech Tanida. Tav Samav Vav Amad Beis. Kolorar Labila, that's what I had what you were probably thinking about. Ein Bila Makemes Bo. So Tosis is a Yesod. Tosis is a Yesod. That the only time we find a concept of Lechatchila, the Oraisa, is with respect to a mitzvah. Tells us this pilpul. What about tevila? Is it a mitzvah? Not a mitzvah. Vim tomar. The last two narrow lines.
What's
that, sir? Some of the base. Amaylo binan bias mayim lechatchila bebeis hastarim kemo bila by a korban mincha ukriya by a chalitza by bikurim. Okay, shloma. The ain't svarag abe tevila shlok bina torah sheyitar adam. Ve'enom lechatchila liboy kevin de b'diyevet torah lechatchila nami liboy tala tevila. Aval bila umikur bikurim bechalitza. Mitzvos ninu hilkach lechatchila liyam. This is a famous Yisod HaTosis. The only time you have a lechatchila, by kodshim you have many times, you need four matanas, but one is enough for the yevet, things of this nature. But by matirim, when there's no mitzvah involved, it's not shaykh on the level of the rise of distinction between lechatchila and the yevet. So the Sidrei Torah perhaps holds that the Vesafra law is a bit of a mitzvah, and therefore lechatchila you need a 1 through 7, but the yevet 1 and 7 is enough, like a korbanus. One is enough, and you really need chatchila, you need four. And that's why he suggests also you need roi. Because that's exactly the case. Kol aroi lebile bile makevesbo. Kol aroi lebedika. Ain't bedika makevesbo. But the bedika is a mitzvah to say lechatchila v'safrala. This seems to be, that's how I understood the Sidrei Torah. Pashup shad and roi post disagree, because it's not a mitzvah, no such mitzvah. It's only a matir. I, Tosus as the kasha, let's make a broch on it. No problem. Make a broch on a matir too. Make a broch on shchit, and a broch on the tefillin sedai, and a broch on the tefillin itself, which according to many posts is just a matir, which is sort of over here in Tosfos. That's what I thought. Fine. Again, the Chazon Ish has a very lengthy piece over here, but I'm not going to go into it. Only part I'm going to go into is one nekuda which we have to talk, which is halacha lemaisa mamash, and that is the Dika Balayla. The Dika Balayla is a very, very serious question. Is it good or not? That's really the Maisa. So all this love this over here comes, translates the Maisa in a few places. The Vilna Stock himself, is he right or wrong? And the Dika Balayla. So Tos over here in Samach Tes suggested that you need a Bedika Bayom. And the question is this true the Halacha LaMaisa, or is it not true the Halacha LaMaisa? Chazon Ish says he thinks it's not true the Halacha LaMaisa. Not true. Rabbi Avadya tells you, look what I wrote in Abiyah Omer. Out of character, he repeats everything. Now look it up. From Chelek Hei and the Siman Tezayin. It says, Tosfos said this Yisod, that Sfiras Laila Inosfira, I mentioned this to you yesterday, only according to the Shita, which requires what? Sfurim Lefaneinu. So according to that Shita, the Bedika of Laila will not work. However, we paskin, you don't need Sfurim Lefaneinu, Rabbi Avadya says. Therefore, Bedika Slila works. If you need a Maisa Sfira slash Bedika, so the Bedika has to be done after by day. But since we all, you have to have 7 days which are free from blood, there's no need a Maisa Sfira, Maisa Bedika, so that check is just to make sure there's no blood every 24 hours. That's going to be the day or night. Makes no difference whatsoever. So write the Abiyah Omer. Oh, now, the question becomes, goes back to the beginning, is it so clear that we don't require any kind of Sfirah Lefaneinu? Is that completely clear? So Rav Avadya says we do not require Sfirah Lefaneinu, either because Rav Rishonim hold like Rav, 1 of 7 without 1, 1 without 7. Or even if you hold that what? You need 1 and 7. The Chazon Ish said 1 and 7 is not a din of Sfurim Lefaneinu. Only Rabbi Akiva requires Sfurim Lefaneinu. And not Rabbi Lez, even though Rabbi Chanin is strict of you, which we'll come back to in a minute, where the source for that in the Gemara may be. The only source, therefore, of Maisa, says Rabbi Raja, that you require day is the Beis Yosef in the name of the Sefer HaOgur. The Beis Yosef calls the Sefer HaOgur, Simon Elef Shinai and Vav, that had a Girsa and Tosis of Zion of Abbeis, Avalel Shvi Lo. On the 7th, take a look at Tosis of Zion. He quotes our Tosis with a different Girsa. Anyone have a tour here? I want to start this volume again. I'll show you where you can look it up. At Simon Kuv Tzadi Vav in the Beis Yosef, the footnote in the bottom, Yud Beis, Yud Gimel, talks about this. Here the Kosef HaOgur, B'Shem HaTosfis, they say over here, Tosfis Perakama de Beitza? What? Probably means Perakama de what? De Nida, it's a typo. Bob Gatz Yomishin, Yom Shvi, Motza Torah, Choshev Sfira. Rak Shabbat, that's a Yom Shaposkabol, the Arab of Sika Batara. Vedavka Yom Shvi, Avalel Shvi Lo. So the footnote Yud Gimel says, Alosh says, Aval Yom Shmini Lo. Vechain Tzorach Lo Makanu V'Ogur. Avalel Zayim Pshinu Lo. Look at Tos Samach Tes. This is what somebody says. I don't know. If the Girsa is Yom Shmini Lo, which is our Girsa, maybe Leil Shmini certainly yes, not certainly no. All bets are off. I look at the Ogre, in the original. The Ogre says Leil Shvi'i Lo. I look it up. Leil Shvi'i Lo. So there is one source that says really Leil Shvi'i Lo. Would not count for the seventh day count. That's a Pashup Shah. Now, Rabbi Sa. Let's analyze this a little bit more. I'm skipping much of the Chazon Ish for the lack of time. Yeah?
Can we say that it's just for us, the Super Zera? So, this Zaha won't come to do Tevila at night.
He's my four Badika man from yesterday. He's already seen that in the Lashon he said Leil Shvilo, he didn't say Leil Rishon. That's what David is really in effect saying. So let's talk about this a little bit. Okay. If you recall, there we said Yom Shvi might be more Kal in Yom Rishon, two on the first day, one on the seventh day. Here they say maybe more Chomer than Yom Rishon. But for similar reasons, let's start talking about it. Rabbi said, let's take a look for a minute in the Gemara with the Tosfos HaRosh. I can't go into all the pratim, but I feel it's just a little bit flavor in here in the sugya. On Samach Tes Simon Aleph. I read you a very brief excerpt in the Tosfos HaRosh that suggests that according to Rabbi Chanina, Rishon and Shvi is only a din d'rabbanan. That explains why it was impossible to explain the brice of Toa except according to Rabbi Akiva. And when they asked the kash against Rav, v'chipara chochel l'Rav, hava motzi lakshuye ulatamecha heichi motzi mukmus l'bashamin k'rab elezer. They should have asked the Tamecha, even according to you, Rabbi Chanina, it's just as shver. Because you agree that on a Doraisa level, day one is enough, day seven is enough, etc., etc. This is what the Tosfos HaRosh says. Oh. So, yeah. Fine. So the Sidrei Tara wanted a paskin, or both sides, like Rabbi Chanina, because the Mechaber said Lahokel, and he wanted to say it's a din d'oraisa, or both sides, and he wanted to say it's a din d'oraisa, and you require what? Svurim lefaneinu midaraisa. So it's like Pashup Pshat and Sefer Taz against both of the answers over here of the Tosas Arash, and against the Pashup Pshat in the Gemara Daf Lamed that says that the only Shita that holds Svurim lefaneinu is Rabbi Akiva. Because according to the Sidrei Tara, Rabbi Chanina would also hold from Svurim lefaneinu. The Chazanish didn't go into this whole detail of why the Kash is this way. Why? Because the Tosfos the Rosh was Mechadesh and Rishon Shri is the Rabbanan. He asked his Kasha on himself, that is Kasha against Rabbi Chanina, and he answered Eina Chinami, it's Kasha against him too. But if you hold that Rishon Shri is Doraisa, then you wouldn't have to say that yourself. In any event, Rabosai, I want to say the following yourself. Two things I want to say at one time. Let me go slowly. I'll try to come back to what I want to get to before the end of this year. Believe that. The Chavis Das has a Chiddush Nifla Benor in the Sugya. This is also Lemaisa. We hope we don't follow him, but if we follow him, we're really, really in very deep trouble. Chavis Das, if you want to take us back for the moment, Chavis Das can be found in Simakuf Tzadivav Simkot and Gimel. It goes back to the discussion we had a long time ago, but with a somewhat startling result. Sivkot and Gimel. Says the Chavis Das, you have to have Bedikah Shivanikiyah. And on Sanuk Testament Beis, the Gemara's Mashma, the Kol Shalom Boka Atzma, Av Shalom Hergisha Tmeya Doraisa. The Yemei Nikiyim, Svurim, Ubdukim, Beinon. The Mukila Hashas the Bright the Yomech of Tomei Reisi. Dafka Kshomer Safarti, when they have come a Safarti, Shabbat Gatzma, as Rashi says, Mashma. A kol shlo bot gatzma ein tzricha tzvila fila ma da amar tzvila tzma la mitzvah ni mida reis havi nikim afila below bedika amai lo tiboy tzvila kevin de mida reis tzvila bismana elevada de mida reis svur nu beduk in bina vechein mashma bidiri aposkim shakosu gabi bedika schor mustokim tzayin akiyin bi eshi sakarts alma dihi da reis that doesn't prove anything. Neither in general is da reis. I told you before that the base verse ulefiza nira He throws in a yesod nifla that the only time you need argosha, we spoke about every opening day of this man, was to make a Tomei. But to get her out of the status of Tomei to make a Tor, you need it. There should be no Dam, not even Dam B'li Agosha. Dam B'li Agosha, so Sarah Shimon Akim. A new Din Doraisa, the Chavis Das made up.
No.
Because the Raya that he said in Samach Testament Beis is no Raya. Why? Because that was going to go into Rabbi Akiva. About Rabbi Akiva might hold this way. Rabbi Akiva, who holds Svurim, Beduken, Gluyim, whatever you want to call it, Faneno, he'll hold this way. Okay, I'm willing to concede that. Oh, that's what Uriah has to cash on. Who in heaven's name needs Bedika Shivin Akim Daraisa? She had no Agosha. That's an Eisen Akash. That's a Hechrich. That's not a Svar, it's a proof. Right? It's a proof positive, yeah? What do you say? One possibility. But that's a big problem. That's you only helped us halfway. Because if you're going to say that the Torah holds do amish of love daita, so we should also worry about it. So if a woman saw a kesem, I'll give you a halacha lemaisa. A woman sees a kesem in Shimon Akim. According to the Chavis Das, she's cooked. As long as she knows for a fact that what? It's bigufa. Right. So the Chavis Das is going to say that the only reason, as he says in the Farish right over here, He says the only reason why we're going to be mekel in the case of a kesem in the shiv and the kiyim is, you know why? Safek me'alma. And he, Adarab, he uses it. I'm skipping the mokam makom atom. That's a bit of tumah, but that's more complex. To come back to it. I'm starting the next line. V'hachi nicha, the next paragraph. V'hachi nicha. It says nida nafun ches am beis. Opening day shir. Gabi ma'ase b'shachas by Rabbi Kiva. What did he see? Dam v'lo kesem. Who needs it? B'psar shatagash b'psar. He spent the whole 2 days on discussion. His own original answer. What's his name? Lamanin dam rachmana. Elavided the kor the dam am rachmana itzriach leil. Shetei yichol l'tol zafil v'sfir shiv v'nekiim. Lo ma'ani masheros v'shelo bragosha. Dam v'lo kesem is good anyway. Therefore, if we know she saw dam mamish, as you know, to be gana migufa, no good. And it's my name, and we don't have any bugs anymore. It's no good. This is the biggest chumrah in Hilchos Nida. Then any kesem and shiv and nekiyim, you're finished. According to this chavis das, as long as you know it's bad and miguf. Whoa, 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 whoa. So that both the biurim, Ravadia Shulchan and Ravadia, say that all the other poskim argue on the chavis das. They all argue on the Chavis Das. Ah, yes, and I is on the Kasha. So what do you need Shiv and Akim? What do you have to do Bedikas for? What do you need it for? Your Teret, I'm not happy with. Because you're saying that the Torah itself was more about Agash Shalom Adad than Shiv and Akim, so we should also worry about it. So how's it going to be Matar and Akesa? I mean, you're helping me a little bit, but not enough.
Like you said, the Bedikah is more humble than what the parents before that.
I don't want to have the right to forget the Rabbanit. You see, he has a Dindar Rice over here. Assume Shiv and Akim is Dindar Rice. So one answer is, you're right. Bedikas, Shiv and Akim are not Dindar Rice. So all she has to do is focus. Every day Rabbanit says, you know, people have yoga, right? Yoga? Yoga? She focuses for 5 minutes. No Argosha, no Argosha, no Argosha, no Argosha, no Argosha. Good enough. Every day, as long as she does that for every one of the 7 days, it's good. And Bedikas, the day in 1 7 is also good. Chazal suggests you have a level of daraisa, that'll suffice. Since we hold against the Chavis Das, that dam below Agosh is not a problem, that would suffice. Or you could say, no, you need Bedukin. Bedukin from what? Bedukin from dam below Agosh. But who cares? Doesn't matter. You need a din of Bedukin for Kumvaseh. You have to do a Bedika. Even though, even if you found the Bedikah B'dam L'Argosha would not be assumed Midaraisa. Doesn't make a difference. You have to do a Bedikah. Those are the 2 ways out of this kasha. Either Midaraisa, it's enough to think about it, you don't have to do a Bedikah. Or, no, Midaraisa, you have to do a Bedikah. Even though, worst case scenario, you found the B'dam L'Argosha on a level of Midaraisa, she can still go continue to ship in the game. Those are the only 2 ways out. Lich Ora. The Torah demands you, it says, Vesaf Allah, it means with Bedikas. Not the Shalom, it means Bedikas. You're supposed to check 7 days, and Bedikas 1 and 7 is good enough. What are you looking for, Mr., Mrs., Miss, Ma'am? What are you looking for? You're looking for Dam B'li Argosha. On the level of the right, not the Russian Mutter, you're right, the Torah asked, the Torah asked, have to look for Dam B'li Argosha. Perhaps. Okay, this is Chumrah number one of the Chavis Das, that Dam B'li Argosha Soser Shiv and Akim. The Sidrei Torah himself has a somewhat modified version, which ends with almost the same result, which is a little bit comparable to the second throw that we skipped in the Chavis Das. He threw another twist, he threw. For Od, the Dam Shalom B'Argosha Tomei L'Taras Shud the Mokar Makom Otomei. Then he's with the third svar, which is the best svar. V'gam lo havin nekiim ubedukin, v'anan nekiim ubedukin usvura bina. Okay, that's a good svar. But the other poskim will say that even though it's dam shalo v'hagosha, it's still considered to be nekiim ubedukin usvura. That's what he goes the kids. This svar, which he says, sort of a complex matter, is rephrased by the Sidrei Tara. I want to show you the Sidrei Tara. Kuf Tzadi Dalid Dalit. It's a much more complex than we're going to go into. He quotes the whole sugya in Aflamet Zayin, Dam Koshi with Ziva. I just don't have the time to go into that whole sugya in Aflamet Zayin. It's going to come up a few times just in passing. We can't go into it barichas. But the punchline I want to show you over here. It's in the Kuf Tzadi Dalit Sivkot Dalit. Here we go. Umeat yeshli misafek otsum. In my edition, it's page Tov Kuf Lam of the last three lines. In your edition, it's different masal nachzal in your name. Does such a paragraph exist? Nachzal. Okay.
Yeah.
So the third line in Suffolk Otzel Hod the Kailan needed a Zion Dvar Torah Ein Yisha Metame El Asha Takash Mitzitire Hor Masav Li Agosha Torah Vesaf Gali Im Rosa Tok Sfira Zion Akiyam Al Agosha Im Oso Hayom Ola the Sfira Zion Akiyam Al Av Lus Shita Saramba Barabenu Hanan Al the Sfirlu Dim Rosa Dam Koshi Da Ola Tuwa Dinami Im Rosa Bal Agosha Vadi Ola Then he says, "V'od." But the whole column later, "V'od." Nearly Raya Lazu. Lo also Zayin the Kiyim after Lord Gosha Chazia. The Kaim on the Kaman Kuf Sadi Vov. Shricha is a Tivdok Biyom Arishin Min Hashem Vishvi. Shulchan Aruch Siv Dalit. Im Bidi Eben Ein Lahokel. Yeah. The Beis Yosef says, why? It's a Machloikis. Ein Lag Vodav Shul Shavik Yisakores. Vavur. The Sphere Leid Hai Bediga Dor Reisa Ninu. Who made the cost of the Sofra. Vilek a Svurim Below Bediga Man Dvar Svurim Lefaneinu. Look what I went right there. Yud Ches, the whole Arichus. Well, if he's there, he's sagadait of the Imros of Lord Gosha. The old of the Sphere Shivinikim, Kasha Bediga Zulama, the Lord Agosha, the same Kasha Zuchamas Das. Who needs this old Bediga? Im Ken Afim Timsadam, Lord Gosha, Torben at Torah, my Nafkamina Bediga Zushan Zucha Torah, lived up. The Agosha Kuliyama Tricha Bediga, like a man of Polyg, let's talk Kolochi. Elevadai, it's Lord Gosha. And you need Svurim Bedukin. So what do you see? Tafilu chazia below our gosha tov sphere shivinikim al kolponim eino ola osa hayom liria. And don't tell me you're Teretz Ephraim. Lek lemeimah that Torah chosha dhuma agosha below our daita. Even though normally we're not worried about it. But here we are worried about it. No, men ator loch hashin alochi. But here need over here. No. So maybe shivinikim you are worried about it. he tells you you're not happy with your terrorists because you end up with the Sovereign for the same reason of Agash of Alava Daito. So what did you gain? This is the famous Sidrei Tara. Doesn't knock off all 7 days, knocks off that one day. So your mother is out for Sidrei Tara. Woman sees the Zepsik Tara, counts 4 days, everything's fine and dandy. Day five, she sees Bali Agosha. What happens? 1, 2, 3, 4 count, 5 doesn't count. Now 6 becomes 5, 7 becomes 6, and 8 becomes 7. There's no rabbi in the whole wide world who passes this way. Yeah. Right. We have, that's a good pull. Exactly. That's part of what we'll be discussing, Mr. Shiv. I'm just behind. I'm trying to get speak as fast as I can. We'll get to that. Trying to get to that as soon as possible. Anyway, that's what he says. Chiddush Gadol, the Rova postgame. Don't hold that way. That's it. We don't hold that way. Fine. Let's go a little bit to the meal stock of Lamaisa. Do we accept that or not? Then we have to try to finish up with the Bedikas Laila. I'm trying to get all this and try to finish on time. Where is the Badi HaShulchan? Is it here under that? Yes, here it is. I have it. Please help me out here. Thanks. So here in Siv Dalid, Siv Kuf Sadi Vov. says over here, once it is enough, Loshna Rishon, Loshna Shvi. What about the Miltstaka? So he quotes the Miltstaka in Sivkot and Samach Tes, and he says, you know what? What does he say? Each one of the 7 days, you have to think that it counts. Aval nisyasha milisper of the osam ayam. If you forgot about it, so it's gone. He gave two reasons. A lovdash reason and a practical reason. Maybe she didn't realize she wasn't watching. So the second reason that he gives, that's very, very schwer. What do you do with the all kinds of kashas he has against the second reason that we're afraid she actually saw it, she didn't realize it, Agash of Lavadaita. So that reason we don't accept the halacha lemaisa. So what about the first reason? The first reason, that whole lamdash reason that the Reitara talks about, maybe yes, maybe no. The Yadim Svurim, Bedukim, Gluyim, whatever numbers, all kinds of words are being used to describe what you require, don't require. But this is as follows. Listen to this one. He says like this. So now we know the second test we don't pass in like, this is the next page Shin. The first Eretz is the Riyah, is the run. So you can count the day, let's say she did Efsik Tara, and she saw Kesem on the second night, and she thought it was no good. And on the fourth day, she knows that she made a mistake. It's good. So what can she count? She can count day four as the first day of Shiva Nikim. What? Kusim? Kusim? No. Kusim, she saw blood at the beginning of the day, doesn't count. Here she hasn't seen blood, turns out, for quite a while already. So she made a mistake. Fine. Quotes of Gedolia Post. Fine. The next case. A woman counted 2 days. On the third night she saw Kesem, she thought it was no good. Then on the fifth day she knows that it's good. She lost day 3 and 4, he says. But she has not lost day 1 and 2. 1 and 2 still count. Because day 1 and 2 she thought counted for the Shiva Nikim. 3 and 4 not. So she only lost 2 days. She didn't. It's a wild shita. He quotes from the Sefer Imre Yosher. You need 7 days in a row? No! If you see one of those days, it's no good. If you didn't see, it's okay. Poletes, he gives example of the Poletes. Or Dam Koshi. She ain't a sosa el di omo. It's exactly the example that you gave and the Sidri Tara gave. Wow. Kiddush of the floor. We're not finished yet. Says in Riosha, you can count the days before you gave up. You can also count the day, the Mixas Hayom, the end of the day that you realized that it was okay. So if you saw day 1 and 2 were good, you stopped, you gave up on day 3 and day 4, and in the middle of day 5 you realize that it's okay. So day 5 can pick up, even though she's at the beginning of that day, she didn't know. So only 4 more days afterwards. Fine. Oh, near daiti, says the Biru. Shim safra kvar miktsasel shel os shel yom ha-shvi ba-boker. V'chakach nisyashe milisbo. She counted 7 in the morning, then she gave up. Lo niskalkala sfirasa v'kach. To sagele minyan v'mikses yom kakulo. She can go to the mikveh then, mikir adin. And he starts going to the whole sugya of poletas, which we're going to get to mitzvah. Not this minute. Then he says, "V'yesho lachor im yesh lomar mikzah yom kukulo b'tchilas ayom af b'shar yemei sfirasa b'tzorach yin b'zeh." This is this case for both sides. A woman had 2 days; she was clean. On day 3, she saw a thing. I'm finished. Suggest the Bali Ashulchan. Day 3 can also count because the first 6 hours of day 3, she thought it was okay. It turned out there was never a problem. This is a tzorach yin. You follow what I'm saying? That's a review. If she thought she was tamei, she realized at noon that she's tar. The end of that day certainly counts. If she thought on day 7 that she was Tar, and then she thinks she's Tamei, that also certainly counts. But if she saw day 3 she was Tar, and then she thinks she's Tamei till after Shkia, does that count? That he doesn't know. Sarachim Bezeh. All the corners of the Miltzah. Many poskim, I think Rabbi Avadia is making on the shadow. As long as she thought for any part of the day she's okay, that counts for Sviras Shiva Nikita. Even on the second part of the day, which usually, Hakol Toli all's well that ends well, right? Hakol Toli Bechisum. But over here, no. She didn't see any real blood, just in her head. So even though she saw at the beginning thought she was Tar, at the end she thought she was Tamei, that may even also work for that day. Only she the whole day, Mitchila Vatom, she thought it was no good, then and only then it's no good. Yes? Not she sent to a Rav. She sent to a Rav, she's hedging her bets. That's okay. She saw it, she said, this is finished, I give up, I'm so upset, I'm so angry, I'm so furious, and I'm so disgusted and so disappointed. And it gets through a few more phrases in. Then her husband comes home and says, what's not so bad? Let's show it to the Rav. He didn't come home until after it got dark. So when the sun set, she was crying. She was crying. And she's sad. No, the Rav said, Taka good. So that's the Tzarachin and the Biurim. Will that day count? According to the Miltzdag. And I think it could be Mekil. The whole Miltzdag is a Chumrah. The whole Miltzdag is a Chumrah to begin with. So I think there's room to be Mekil. He's not sure. He doesn't know. Rabosai, what about that seventh day again? The seventh day. He thinks it certainly should be good. Not completely clear, based on what we said a little bit yesterday. Now what? What did we say yesterday? Wednesday complete. If she did a tefillah, so that tefillah hacks up the 7 days. But if she didn't do a tefillah, maybe the 7 days are still gone with the rav you saw. You can't do it unless you do something about it. So she gave up.
She's not in the middle now.
Unless you want to suggest a chiddush. Giving up itself hacks up the day. So she hacked up in one direction, but it's really hacked up in the other direction. That's already a little slippery thinking over there. Maybe. Yeah?
Jesus was born requiring something concrete, so it's in the pool. Right. How do you say on the sphere?
The other way, yeah. Yeah, you're right. Yeah? I'm willing that now. If I'm correct, Rabosai, listen carefully. If I'm correct that she gives up at the beginning of the day, it still counts. Tzarachian over here. What she gives up at night, that'll depend on the shadow we haven't resolved yet. If Bedikah by night is good, even that'll be good. Right? It'll be the equivalent of a good Bedikah by night. That's a machloka sapolska. We spoke about it before. Fine. Remarkably, what if a woman checked only on day 1? And you hold like Rav the first Shita. Quotes over here from the Ramban that you should do a Bedikah before the Tefillah. In other words, go to the first day in the Mechav. One alone is enough. Good. She did one alone. She didn't do 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, or 7. She comes to the Mikvah and the lady asks, when did you do your last Bedikah? Last week. What are you, crazy? It's Ein L'Hakel. My rabbi, that Sephardi rabbi, who went to Ein L'Hakel only the second day, we passed like the first day, I only did day 1. Give me his phone number. All right, so he gives his phone number, and he says, yeah, that's how I'm psak, fine. Now do another Bedikah right now. Why? I did day 1, it's enough, it's already 8, it's off the chart. Why do I get a doing a Bedikah now? The Ramban says, do a Bedikah now. According to the Biurim, in the Bali HaShulchan, Sivkotten, Ayin. In other words, even if it's at night, that's what he says. But that's only when Shabbatka Bidikasa Rishon Biyom Aleph Ad Yom Vav. Avol Imbatka Biyom Zayin Eina Tzricha Livdok Shuvach HaKach. This whole baloney, it's called Sechinuch, it's some kind of baloney myth. Who has to do a Bidik in the Mikvah? How many crying women, because they did a Bedikah in the Mikvah, they were under pressure, they pushed too hard, they made themselves a cut. There's no halacha to do a Bedikah in the Mikvah. There's no such thing. Don't ever do a Bedikah in the Mikvah. The worst time is in place. Don't ever do it. The worst place, the worst time, the most pressure, the most tension. Don't. Yeah, if you hold like the Yesh L'Hakel, and you did 1 and didn't do 7, then do it. We hold that she did the one. We have to stay home for another week. So, no bedikas in the mikvah, period, ever. Fine. It's true. The Gemara's Lashon, I gotta be honest, The Gemara's Lashon on the Tzamech Hesemid Beis, the last line is, Hazav Hazava Shabbatku Asman, V'yom Shmini Umatzot Tarash on Labatku. Rav says, Do we really need Yom Shmini? Is that a Ne'ikuva? Or is that just a Hatchilo? Is it just a figure of speech? What's it in? So here he writes over here in Badi Ashulchan, Biura de Ramaskal Bodka, he quotes the Or Zarua, Vehecha Shabbatka Rishon is Shmini, that's a Machloikis, and we're making. Get an impression from the Or Zarua, even according to Rav, you need Yom Shmini. You need Yom Shmini, and maybe it's even B'di'evet. The Ramban, we said, we don't want the Ramban to do an extra Tzvilik Shatovelis. It's incredible. It's incredible. I thought the Mechaber Pasha said not that way. Day one alone is enough, according to the first opinion. You don't need day eight. You don't need night eight, the night before the eighth. That's what I would have said. Chazish is also, the whole thing is wrong. Not true. Chazanish proves it. You know what his proof is? Because day 7 works without day 1. So do day 1 works without day 7? First of all, that doesn't prove it's not, you shouldn't do it with Chathil. Number 2, with all love this, that's a great proof. Because day 7 works because day 1 is there in a phantom. Day 8 can't be, you can't have day 7 in a phantom. You have to do with 8? Maybe. Now, 5 minutes. I'm not going to get as far as I wanted to get, but I want to just say this. It's very important. What if you're afraid she has a makkah? So here, although the mechaber says ain lahokel, the yurim, the yeshavim says she has a makkah yesh lahokel. He quotes a chachmas adam. And other sources that we can be make. She has a tchak, right? She has a makkah. What do you mean a makkah? If it's a makkah, you know for sure it's motzi dam. We can be make. It's one of those iffy makkahs that if you start doing bedikas, we have a hard time being makel. Better skip the bedika completely. But says the sefer Bali Ashulchan in the Biur. I'll read you the words. Very important words. Very, very important words. It starts on page Shin Beis.
The very funny is if you know that it's mostly down, then even if you do think you should find out maybe later?
Maybe we would, maybe we wouldn't. But we're gonna get into trouble. The best is just skip the bedikas in that kind of a case. Better the path of the bedikas to have to start coming up with what kinds of coolers when you see the red from the damak. Here we go, listen to this carefully. Venira, it's in brackets. It's half on the white lines. Patient base. The mashikilu bezel amad b'dikosel hudafke sheyesh l'maka shebezelnu choshim shlot kalkal al-chinam u'machas chashash kilkul zel n'pochim osam yosna b'dikas shen chiyum el l'chathchila v'chem begon hit tshumas v'bekiva eger tinyon alam edalid. She had a ke'ev and she always found it. There's a raglayim l'dov that's coming from the maka, even though we can't prove it. But you and I know, we can't prove it, but between you and me and the lamppost, she has a makkah. So therefore, we have to be lenient. So we can be partner from the various bedikas. So Mekiv Ege over there, so talking about day 1 and 7 is enough. Maybe even 1 and 0 might also be enough, according to the Chayyam, such a case. Aval isha shemotez tomet kismet dam bedik oseo. Vikosh lo makmas eli tor lo balo. Aval ein lo makkah velo cave velo shumo chocha le'ez a makkah. Nothing. Hard time. The hormones. Lechora ain lepotim bedikos elu mechashash shema timtza dam. The other abba timtza v'timtza. V'chi tiknu abedikos rak leisha habetucha shalot timtza v'bedikosa. V'ray alzeh bo b'emes abedikos levarer imro asanidus alo. What's the shemariyeh? As a Marcheshes, then he says, I am Marcheshes of a Sefer Igris Moshe Chelik Bey Simon Ayan Ches, Ulani has died in Niga Iga Dibri Hashem Aryeh, against Rav Moshe, and apparently against the Marcheshes Simon Laman Hey. What did Rav Moshe say? Rav Moshe was a Chuvatur Yedidi Rav Shmuel Tokeir. I wonder if that's, anyone over Dr. Talk Rabbi Tokeir, you know who he is? Eitan's father? Yeah, you know? Can you call him up and ask him if he's the show? Please? Unless you want me, I'm happy to call him. If you give me his phone, then I'll call him. He's the show. Sorry, this goes back 30, 40 years, a long time ago. He is the show. And Rav Moshe writes, a woman who sees Ksamim and it's a hard time, she can do Bedikas Rishon and Shvi only. No Makra, no Cave, no nothing. At least that's what the Tshuva says. And apparently Marcheshes agrees. He says, it's ridiculous. How can that be? What do you mean? The Takana was made to find out if she's bleeding. Well, the minute you see any little blood, you're going to say, oh, don't Bedika. Well, what's the Bedika for? For someone else who sees no blood. So that kind of doesn't bother me. Yes! The Bedika was done for those who see no blood. There's still a din of what we call the Chatchila Svurim of every single day of the 7 days. Minimally, day one and day seven. So they'll go with, they'll rely on the minimally in a case in which she is free and clear. Sorry?
So
now she's going to go for 107. 107, right. 107. So, but Eina Chinami, it's only Lechatchila, and we have a famous cloud. What's a famous cloud on both sides? Everybody sure it's a cloud. Shas Hatchak in the Yemen. That means, in a Shas Hatchak, you can do Lechatchila as long as it would be good with the Yemen. Here's a case in point. But the other way in seven is good, so therefore Shas Hatchak, you can tell him when the Chatchila do rely on 107. His kasha. You mean, tell me, in this kind of case, never, yeah! Rav Moshe says yes. Yeah, what's the matter? Oh, so Rabbi, I called Rabbi Force today. I wanted to discuss one thing with him, which I didn't get him. I have to try to get him again. He's a, what about, see, there are many questions of women who have tzoros. Can you allow them at 1 and 7? Rav Moshe says yes, and the Baal Shulchan says no. Can you allow them to wear colored garments? And if not, can you allow them to wear pants? All that. He has something in a chiddush there, a tshuva. I wanted to see the original tshuva, Rabbi Cheska Ruhl. I wanted to see it. And Agav, if I get him, I have a shtickle taina. He quotes the Chochmas Adam as being the same as Rav Moshe. And that's not so, from what I read. He's talking a case where she has a maka and one without seven. But there's no maka and a 1 and 7 should be the chiddush. You also the point, you also notice that? You look it up. I don't think it's an accurate quote. So if I get him, I'll know what he says. Rabbi said, my time is up. I have a problem to ask the Chamir. I'm just trying to figure out how we're going to finish everything over here. If you want to do Harchokas and Vestas and Chatzitzis, I don't know if we're going to be able to make it. I don't know. What do you think? I'm just looking for suggestions.
Maybe Friday Shurim?
Friday Shurim? I was supposed to be in Eretz Yisrael. Maybe can anyone be here tomorrow? Raise a show of hands. Who can be here tomorrow?
Earlier?
Earlier? Okay, anytime. 4 in the morning. I'll be up at 1:30 listening to Bris. You want to have a shiur at 2:30 in the morning? I can go. What about tomorrow? 9 o'clock in the morning. 9:30 in the morning. If most of the guys can make it, maybe we should do it, because otherwise we're not going to finish. Those who can't, you'll be here tomorrow, then. This is you. So whoever can't make it, can come get it off the blue thing. All right. So what time do you want tomorrow? Anytime, whatever you want. 9:30. 9:30 to 11. What?
Before we can do that, Harchak was only on Fridays if people were missing the sequence.
I would. Do you want that adapter? Only 3 Fridays maximum. Let's just go straight. We just get a hold of this. He'll email it to you at 11 o'clock. You have a whole day to hear it. All right, so tomorrow at Mishnah 9:30. Here, same place. And Sunday, regular time. Okay. Maybe this will be able to finish.